Blog Talk Radio.
I've been sinful and I've been wrecked to sin every day.
wanted to call in, but then she backed out. Oh, there she comes back. Oh, and then she goes out again.
Thank you.
message again. And it's titled Seeking God Through Community. Okay, learning to seek the place of God is the foundation for experiencing the most amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders, excellencies, and satisfactions we can fathom. You see, God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is opened in which we discover all of our Heavenly Father longs to give us. May you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. You see, we were not created to go about this life apart from relationship with fellow children of God. With our brothers and sisters, we will never experience the fullness of life God intends for us. In community, we discover our place in the body of Christ. In community, we learn what it is to serve out our love and honor and respect. And in community, we receive the healing and love that can only come from those who share in the same spirit. Acts chapter 2, verses 42-47 says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." See, Acts 2 describes community that my soul longs for. We were made for honest, vulnerable fellowship. We were created to help each other, eat together, worship our God, and love others. Through engaging with fellow believers, we become a witness to the world of what happens when God works in our hearts. Of His children. We declare through our love for each other the life and joy that comes from relationship with our Heavenly Father. Scripture is clear that true community requires sacrifice and vulnerability. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25-26 says, "That there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all would rejoice together." You see, God's desire is for all of His children to humble themselves and live as one body. When one part of a physical body hurts, the rest of the body feels the pain and works together to heal. God desires it to be the same among the spiritual body of believers. He desires to fill us with His love and use us to provide healing for one another. He longs to guide us to a lifestyle of humility and sacrifice in the pursuit of being His hands and feet for each other. If it takes receiving the love of God to give love, it requires a work of the Spirit to fill us with the courage to be vulnerable with our community in order to receive and give love we've been given in Christ. So will you be a child filled with love of your Father today? Will you allow God to use you to help a brother or a sister? Will you choose the purpose and joy that comes from living sacrificially and vulnerably? If so, you will discover a satisfaction only found in the edification that comes from believers loving one another. May you find the fellowship your heart longs for as you courageously love your brothers and sisters. First, meditate on the importance of community. Allow Scripture to fill you with the desire to love and be loved by your community. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9-12, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, and not another will lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? And through a man might prevail against one who is alone. Two will withstand him, and threefold cord is not quickly broken. So iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." That's Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, they received their food in glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor for all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Well, once again, that's Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. So, secondly, reflect on your need for community. Where do you need the healing that comes from a relationship with others? What people has God placed in your life? How can you, in humility, reach out to them for help? So, thirdly, take time and pray for an increase in God-filled community in your life. How does He want to use you to help another person? How can you lead out in being courageously vulnerable? If you lack such a thing, ask God to provide you with this type of community to share with. If anyone among you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with all the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. As James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 and 19 to 20. So God doesn't ask us to wait for others to step out and live in accordance with His Spirit before He calls us to. His will for us doesn't hinge upon others' obedience. See, God is calling you to a lifestyle of joyful service, sacrifice, and love, regardless of people's initiative or responses. He longs to fill you with the courage to love others well and help them through their brokenness in a place of honesty and vulnerability. May you be loving hands and feet of Jesus to your brothers and sisters who so desperately need a touch from God. Amen. I highly recommend that you read Philippians chapter 2, because this will bring this devotional, okay, into a whole new light for you. Okay? Amen. The second message is, let me ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because I will give you a chance in a few moments, okay, to do so. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay, are you lost and needing to be found? Maybe you suffer from some kind of depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, alcohol addiction, okay, drug addiction, overeating, sexual immorality, gambling, internet addiction, okay, gaming addiction. Whatever it may be, God can take that away. But guess what, folks? In order for the Lord Jesus Christ to do so, He's got to know you. Okay, that's the most important thing. Because Jesus ain't going to do nothing for you if He doesn't know you. So I ask you, won't you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, you could call in to our radio station by calling area code 657-383-1487. Okay, let me repeat that. That's area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key to come on live. Okay, when you press the 1 key, you come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. See, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all his angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you decided to come to Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. So once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press that 1 key. All it takes is one person to call in. That could trickle 10. And 10 can trickle 100. And 100 can trickle 1,000. 1,000 can trickle 1,000,000. Okay? Just be that first caller and say you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song. Okay? Okay, after the altar call. And it's not going to be our normal song. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Try to do the thing I say. Well, we have a caller. I'm going to bring him on and see what they have to say. Hello, area code 641, you're on the air. Hello? 641, you're on the air. Yep, thank you. Okay. Oh, well, let's go back and play some more music. Okay. There we go.
Do my eyes deceive me? Can I pull you in? I wanna taste the mystery. Every time that we touch is the evidence. There's a fire underneath. You keep showing your world to me, and I keep falling in love. It ain't just what my eyes can see. It ain't even the rush that I get beyond your. Fleshed out the wonder of life. my failure in pride. On a hill you created, the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak,
I'm blessed and highly favored. The phone was acting up a little bit. It's been storming in Atlanta. But all praise and honor go to God. So how are y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing blessed and highly favored. Okay.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I was just getting ready to go into the to the Bible reading message.
Amen.
We'll be talking about the death of Jacob and Joseph from Genesis 49, and then I'm going to jump to, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, and then...
All right, hold on, let me write it down. Genesis, I already know this. I just got finished speaking on that not too long ago. Genesis 49.
Yep.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 14, verses 1 to 3.
All right.
And then Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35.
I got you. Amen.
Right.
In Jesus' name.
So Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together that I may tell you what in the last days. Gather together, you Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and my beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed and you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simon and Levi are brothers, instruments of cruelty and their dwelling place. Let my soul enter their council, let not my honor be in your assembly, for there are in your anger, cruel man, self. Okay, they hung an ox. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Cursed by their anger, it was fierce, and their wrath for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion. Well, from the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down and lies down as a lion. as a lion who shall rouse him. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes to him and shall be the obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine and his donkey colt to the choice vine. He washes garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall adjoin Sidon. Issachar's strong donkey lying between the two burdens. He saw the rest was good and that the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulder to bear a burden and became a band of slaves. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path that bites the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. Again, a troop shall tramp upon him, but shall triumph at last. Bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a deer let loose. He uses beautiful words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, a bough by a well. He branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd of the stone of Israel, by the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of deep that lies beneath, blessings of breast and of the womb, the blessings of your father that have exalted the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and the crown of, and the head of him who is separated from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them as he blessed them. He blessed each one according to his own blessing. Then he changed them and said to them, I am gathered to my people. Bury with me my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, the cave that is the field of Machpelah, Gilead, and Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought the field of Ephron and the Hittite as a possession of a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac, Rebekah and his wife. And there I buried Leah, the field and the cave that is their person from the sons of Heth. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for the evil which we did to him. So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, before your father died, he commanded, saying, bless you, so say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespasses of your brothers and their sins, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespasses and servants of God your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am a place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it good in order to bring about it as his day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph dwelt in Egypt, and he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children of Machir, the sons of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brother, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land, a land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. So let's go to worship in Psalms chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. And let's go to Wisdom, the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but the shame shall be the legacy of fools. Amen. Well, I hope this Bible reading goes out to the people that don't get a chance to really read their Bible, but they want to hear part of the Bible, so they get a chance to hear, okay, some of the Bible on a day-by-day basis. Okay. All righty. Well, we're going to continue tomorrow in Job. Okay. All righty. Let me bring back Pastor Wanda. Pastor Wanda, what did you think of the Bible reading?
It's a blessing, the reading of the Word.
Amen.
That's all. Bless the reading of the Word.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we're going to play a little bit more music here. Okay, because I got to get to the 45-minute mark. Okay, and unless you got something you want to say or pray or do, Pastor Wanda.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, Pastor Warner. Did you have something you wanted to say or pray? Or?
No, I just it's so much that great need in the land for the next generation, the homeless, veterans, orphan widows, a lot of people that are sick in the hospital. As God have ever since last week when I went and God had me on the radio segment speaking on healing, he took me to the hospital. My son's face broke out, swole up so big, I had to I laid hands on him and stuff. It went off, and then all the skin started falling off. And it's amazing because I know it's God. We serve a supernatural God, a miracle working God. And he let me go up to the hospital on Valentine's Day.
Amen.
And to sit and to see how a lot of God's people are being mistreated. And, it's something. And the homeless, the LB, the gays, listen to that name. All of them are God's people, and it's still he came for love. The outcasts, the ones on drugs, alcohol, those still our neighbors, okay? And it's a great need. It's more prayer warriors, and people are to be, I'm so tired. I've been out in the rain today as well. There's so much I see that since God have allowed me to come back in the world in 14 years from a ministry, how God is so good, and some people have forgot about God. And they're praising the creation and the creator. It's something. And how they are mistreating their neighbors. Even they see a homeless person. And I seen them put a lady out. And, I had to tell this young man. That's what they wanted to put us out as well. Even though I was in that same predicament, but it's still respect. And these are people just because they have a job. But God said those that oppress the poor oppress the maker. And I had to say something to this young man. I said, did you say for us to get out? I said, I'm a daughter of a king. And we were being seen, but I was waiting on a ride. But God, he allowed the money not to be on the card for me to see how they was putting out the homeless. It was real cold, Pastor. It was so cold. And God had me bringing people in my house. And they had this big hospital, empty room, empty space. And they could just let them sit there and to receive warmth. Okay? One bother nobody. They had just been seen as well. Said, you got to go now. And I could not believe it. And I won't even call the hospital name, but God told me not to call up there. So I'm going to pray for the ones that are supposed to be in the hospital. See, hospital is supposed to be for compassion. And I know I had to go up to the hospital as well as when my child got sick. A lady was trying to fight a child that had cancer, and I had to leave my post at the church. And someone was laughing at a man. They gave him some kind of medicine. He was playing with himself, and he didn't have no senses of this. He wasn't in his right state of mind. And I seen the nurses laughing and didn't go try to cover the man. And I had to call a unit. It's a unit, but I had to call God first so I can always be in self-control in the spirit. How people are begging the elders. God, I'm standing up on the bus. He's like, you know, it's all messed up. God let me see. And I'm like, man. And I know it says in the word of God, but I know that grieves God. It grieves me. And I don't let it grieve the Holy Spirit. So I have to hurry up and go pray. I have to pray very quickly. And how so many people are going against each other in the body of Christ. I'm like, God, you got to help me. And so I'm kind of beat, not beat down like that, spiritual in the body, because he let me feel a lot of things that what goes on with people. And it's a hurtful thing. You know, it's hurt to see they don't understand a human being and how people are seeing about animals more than a human being. And that we fulfill the righteous love of animals, and, you know, we take care of the animal. But I'm talking about a human being that's created in the image of God. The government, what's going on with caravan, when they have a caravan, and how some of the kids died in U.S. custody. They didn't die behind them hurting them. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And so God don't even let me watch news, but people call me. I had a call today. Ooh. The oldest son killed the youngest son. The youngest son killed the oldest son. I never spoke to this lady, but I said word of God out each and every day. I had to talk to my sister, pray, and, you know, it just makes me cry. Makes me, you know, I just want to just stay on my face going before God for his people. And that's all I got to say.
Amen. Amen. Well, I've got a prophetic message I'd like to deliver, okay, and hopefully this message will help people, okay, in their time of need, okay. My father says today, enter into my presence. You're an accident. You're a place in a timeline of human events. It's not a random happenstance. Okay, you were brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. Your life matters. You do matters. As you connect and engage with my intentionality, you will experience my purposefulness, moving you, establishing you, and providing you with my greater glory. Now says the Father that what I have uniquely created you to do, and who I have distinctively made you to be in his own as a man on earth, refrain from worrying about what people think or why no one is paying attention. There are multitudes out there ready to drink from the well of salvation that your testimony represents. All you need to daily ask the question, how may I serve? How can I help? The answers are within you. Amen. Oh, all righty. Well, we've got a bunch of callers that seem to be listening, but they never pressed the one key.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Oh, I just pressed the one key. Let's see if it's going to be foolishness. I hope it won't be foolishness. Let's find out. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
You are now on the Hoodoo.
Okay. Let's see who we got now.
You are now
on the Hoodoo. Oh, well. Okay, let's see who we got now. Hello? Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Okay. That's everybody to push the one key. Okay. Well, Pastor Wanda, you got any announcements you want to do?
No, I don't have any. I just, well, those was my announcement. It's prayers as well. That's it. Wanting, asking all God's people and the ones who don't know God to go out and see about others and see if they have received salvation, the great gift of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Feed the homeless. Pray for the elders. Go visit people in the hospital, prison. Because, you know, God said, if you did at least to my little one, you done unto me. And I look at how Joseph brothers him treated him. So it all combines with what God have placed in my heart. It's something. But as you know, we can be that light, that beacon. We can be that beacon of light to show who we are in Christ. We're his sons and daughters.
I thought maybe you might want to announce the show tomorrow night since I've got it created. Okay.
Pastor, I got so much going on, but I know. Tomorrow night, daughters, Women of God, Daughter of the King will be on tomorrow. And what time do I start, Pastor?
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Eastern
I like
time.
It for all this. Yes, that's fine. You know, I haven't forgot about it. We'll still be on healing. Where does healing come from? And how to retain and to grasp and hold on to the anointing of God. And then we'll jump on divine protection. Amen? Thank you, Pastor, for reminding. Thank you for reminding me. I got everything out. It's just that he been had me just thinking today, you know, just thinking and praying and worshiping. Amen.
Amen. All righty. We got a couple other callers that just pushed to one key.
Okay.
Let's see what they got to say. I hope they'll be good callers. Hello, you on the air? Okay.
Pastor, I ask God to bless them and have mercy on their soul.
Yes. Okay?
That's all. See, we just keep blessing because we know if we bless God, we have to bless those that's like spice of using. They on this radio station, it's for the hearers. And it's always going to be imps. It's always going to be warlocks. It's always going to be something that try to distract about Jesus. And that's the most powerful name it is. So they can't stop with God. Whatever work God starts, he's going to bring the completion. So they can't stop you. Thus
says
the Lord of hosts.
At least they listened for a good long time, okay, before they did their tomfoolery. Okay?
No, God's going to change them. See, the word going to do what it says it's going to do, what God said. The word is sharper than any double-edged sword, cutting to the man of the soul and the bone. That's the mouth of God in Jesus, the double mouth. So he's going to do it. They can keep on playing and see God is in control. He knows this is going on, so we have to give thanks in all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Amen. We,
so I can laugh about it.
Yeah. We got some more callers, okay?
Go ahead.
Just bring them on.
Bring them on.
Go ahead.
458, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Gale. Okay.
Bless his heart, he calls.
He calls every night. Hey, bless his heart. One, 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 one.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you're on the air.
You're now off the host queue.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, I guess that takes care of all the callers.
Hey, man. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Okay.
You know, God just showed me something so profound. God is so awesome. You know, I'm just looking at something. He makes the rebellion live.
What did he show you?
Go to Psalm 68, Pastor. I turned my Bible. I always open my Bible and wherever it falls. I want you to see what God just showed me.
Psalm 68?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Chance to get there. Okay.
I just want you, it's 1 through 6, what he gave me. 1 through 6.
Okay, Psalm 68,
1 through 6. Now listen what God, listen how they prayed, the song of David. This is some serious, he just gave it to me.
Oh.
I'm not looking for it, and see, and it's all pertaining his people and about God's presence and what he's gonna do. You know,
right.
I turned my Bible as always, and I looked back at my life, and he says to the fatherless and defend the widows. But you would like to read it, or you want me to read it?
You go ahead and read.
All right, this is the Song of David, Psalm 68. And bless the reading of the word, Father God, in Jesus' name. And it says, rise up, O God, and scatter your enemies. Let those who hate God run for their lives. Blow them away like smoke. Melt them like wax in a fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of God. But let the godly rejoice. Let them be glad in God's presence. Let them be filled with joy. Sing praises to God, to his name. Sing aloud praise to him who rides on the cloud. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in his presence. Fathers to the fatherless, defend of the widows. This is God whose dwell is holy. God placed the lonely in family. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. But he makes the rebellious life into a sun-scorching land. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
That is something.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Father.
The Word of God is always, okay, something, okay? Because you never know what's going to be brought to, okay, how, and, you know, and how he delivers.
Yes.
Well, we got another caller, okay?
Okay, go ahead, Pastor. It don't bother me today because he had been in his prison all day, so nothing can even penetrate nothing.
Amen. 2x3, you're on the air. Hello? Okay.
Thank you, Father God.
Hello, you're on.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh boy. Okay.
They have a scanner phone, Pastor. That's what's going on.
Is that what it is?
That's what those calls are. And see, it's still on your line.
Yeah.
It's a distraction. Okay.
Yeah. Oh well.
But praise the Lord.
At least they're listening.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some more. Let's see if there's some more scatter calls. Oh.
Hello, Kenny.
Hang up.
Hello. Okay. Hello, 111, you're in the air. Okay. All right. Anyway, okay, I guess this is the end of our show for tonight. Okay. Remind everybody that tomorrow night is Pastor Wanda's show, the Woman of God, Daughters of a King. She's got a great message on healing. So all you ladies out there that are listening, please call in tomorrow night for a great women's ministry. Okay, Pastor Wanda is one of the best. Okay, and she will deliver you a great sermon, okay, on healing. Okay, it will be directly taken from the Bible. Okay, and we've got Tony up to give us a closing prayer. Okay.
Amen.
So, here we go.
Sleep well, all.
Thank you, Lord.
Know that he watches over you always, and with his love you will rise and carry you through your long day. Till we meet again tomorrow, same time, same godly channel. And always remember, here at God's Rainbow Ministries, we love you all, and his rainbow makes you special. So to remember, tomorrow night, the mouth from the south from Atlanta, Sister Wanda will be here for you all evening, preaching the word, and probably, and let's hope, getting the devil out of some of you. So till tomorrow night when we meet again, Lord be praised.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Tony. God bless both of you all, strong men of God. Amen. Love you.
Amen. And God bless you too, Pastor Wanda.
Well, amen. God bless, brother.
Okay. You're so welcome, man. I'm glad you called in.
All right. Thank God for you all. And bless everyone in Jesus' name.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, we're going to play a closing song here. Okay, it's going to take us out. And here we go.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
bless y'all. I want to thank all my listeners, okay, on the link and all the callers that called in. Give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Give a shout-out to producer Calvin. Give a shout-out to my brother Don Cornelius. Okay, Johnny Longfeather. Okay, God bless you all. I mean, have a wonderful night.
And don't forget all those listeners on the link who don't call in, who just sit back and listen. Remember, there's a lot more of y'all children than there are of those callers. So y'all keep on listening.
Amen. Amen. And keep getting blessed. Amen.